We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. That's KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
Weekend Breakfast
with Allison Curtis
on Today FM.
Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast. Allison Curtis with you as promised on Today FM. Dermot O'Leary.
Hey, Allison, how are you?
So are we, can we consider each other competition? Like, you have a breakfast show. I know it's in the UK, weekend breakfast
show.
Don't
worry about us. We bumble along quite nicely on the weekend on Saturday. Also, I think anyone that does a breakfast show, like, you know, there's a community there, right?
Yeah. It's a great time of week to have a show.
Oh, I love it on the weekend as well.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's in. So you sort of kid yourself into no one's listening. And then you're like, oh, no, they're listening. They're just not in the office listening.
I love it. I've had mine for 13 years now here on Saturday and Sunday. And I absolutely love it. And people kind of say, oh, but you're working every weekend. But
I know what you mean.
What you love.
I know what you mean. But there's something very special about it.
Yeah, definitely.
And when we first, because I was doing afternoons for a long time.
Yeah.
And I had a really lovely show. I did like 3 hours and we had a lot of new bands on. We did sessions and so we'd normally do like 2 sessions a week. And then they said, we really want to relaunch.
Yeah.
Or launch, kind of, because they'd never really done a proper breakfast show on Saturdays before on Radio 2, which is kind of weird. Just,
it is.
Crazy when you think about it. And to start with, the management at the time were like, and we're going to make it like during the week. And I said, no, I don't want to do it if it's like it is during the week. Because a weekend breakfast show has to be totally different to a weekday breakfast
completely.
Show.
Completely.
You know, people aren't rushing to get to work. And even when I do cover for breakfast, and I don't want to be that person anyway. I quite like, you just want to usher people out of bed with a cup of tea, not scream at them as they're getting up. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I was always like, well, let's just make it nice and relaxed. And I mean, our jingle goes, here we go, the Dermot O'Leary show. We're going to take Saturday slow, you know?
It's a wonderful time to have a radio show. It's amazing. So the book.
We are competition. Oh, what have I done?
Damn it. No, don't worry. I think you have a few more listeners. So Total, I can't believe this is number 6.
It's number 6. It's my 8th kids book and then my 6th in the iteration of Toto.
And you've decided to make it all happen in Ireland this time. That's excellent. Tell us about the story.
It's the age old, when are you going to set a book in? All right, I'll get around to it. And my wife's Norwegian, so she's like, okay, clock's ticking. When are you going to set a book in Norway? So it's like that question when you're dating someone, everyone just asks you, when are you going to get married? That was how it was. It was like, when are you going to do the Irish book? So I wanted to base one over here for a long time. And it's kind of, I guess, in homage to my parents to a point, because they properly, my dad especially,
they're Wexford,
got me into reading. You know, and where, when I was growing up, would take me. My mum worked on Saturdays in a department store, so I'd go and see her. And I went to, my dad would take me to see her, and I went to a Church of England primary school, which meant I had to go to catechism classes. So on Saturdays, I had to go and get taught by nuns. So all my buddies would be, for my communion, so all my buddies would be playing football or rugby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why can't I?
I'm hanging with nuns.
And why am I getting taught by Sister Concepta? So I would go, and so by way of kind of recompense, my dad would take me to go and see my mum, and then there was a cafe there, and I could have pretty much whatever I want. So I'd have like strawberry flan and chips.
Yeah.
And then he'd take me to the library on the way home.
Lovely.
And that was the moment. That was such an indelible memory for me.
Yeah.
Is coming back and listening and you know, being in the library and my dad getting a paper and reading it while I just
looked.
Went around, just like lost myself in this gorgeous library.
Isn't that amazing? And like people like you, and like we do have a lot of children's authors on the shows, which is amazing. But people like you are creating these stories that, you know, obviously Irish kids, everybody's going to want to read it, but people do like reading about something that's set in their area.
Yeah.
But creating these stories that are helping kids like get off screens and get to the books, because it's way harder than when we were younger, Dermot, like way harder.
No, I read a couple of weeks ago, it's the single biggest indicator of socioeconomic progress is a child reading for pleasure, which really, really sort of hit me for 6. Because I thought, I understand reading at school and learning how to read is hugely important, but actually just reading for pleasure.
Yeah.
And I think it's just so important. It's so important that like there's room for screens and woe betide you if there isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
There's room for screens, and but I grew up loving television, and I grew up loving being able to play my computer games on my ZX Spectrum with my friends. but I also grew up loving to read. Yeah. And I think, yeah, it's so important to
know. I've lost it myself in the last few years, definitely. So I need to find my kind of way back in.
Into what?
As well. Reading.
Really?
Yeah.
Because why? Because you don't have the time? Or?
I think it's my attention span's gone.
Yeah.
It's just, no, time's not an excuse. I have time. So I definitely need to get back, which is why it was great to read this. Thank you.
Not only have I got kids to read.
Totally.
I've turned Alice around, guys.
It was so relaxing. I was like, oh my God, this is my pace. I'm going to read about Dodo.
I tell you, it's about, I think reading's about putting it in, and that sounds really unromantic thing to say, but it's about putting it, so I know every night I'm going to read.
Yeah.
And some nights I might only read 10 pages, some nights I read 20 pages.
Do it.
But yeah. I do it, because I love it. But I don't really get time to do it as much as I'd like to do it. So
I want to ask you about Wexford. And so Kilmore Quay is actually where my father-in-law had a house as well.
No!
So I'm originally Canadian.
Yeah.
Like my husband's family are Irish. And I love Wexford. And I know, like, obviously that's your parents' background. And you spent time there this summer, didn't you?
Oh, every summer. forever, ever.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ever since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Some of my earliest memories are going back. And actually, the more East Coast, so kind of Cairn, Curraghcleo, caravan sites, and just, salty skin and you know, banana sandwiches. Yeah, banana sandwiches with sand in them and fresh mackerel and just being in the caravan and my mum smoking the caravan out, cooking mackerel on a frying pan. And then mum and dad moved back about 10 years ago, and it was wonderful. So
they have come back full time?
Oh, they live here, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, yeah. They live just outside Kilmore.
Oh, wow.
So we go to Kilmore a lot now. Because I thought they'd settle sort of Curraghcleo side, but they've actually gone south, which is really lovely.
But they spent so many years outside of Ireland.
But the ocean is so, like, that kind of East Coast ocean, the Irish Sea is so kind of sedate and beautiful when you're in Curraghcleo and the lovely beach and waves lapping in. That's my memory as a kid, swimming in that. And now I just get to swim in the Atlantic Ocean, which has come all the way from America and brought the cold with it. But it's great. It's really bracing.
That's amazing. I didn't know.
So swim down in Kilmore, and there's a great sauna down in Kilmore as well, salty saunas as well. Yes. So try and get to those when I can.
It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, it's really nice, isn't it?
But I know, like, you were obviously raised in the UK, but like in Ireland in particular, everyone's like, well, he is ours.
Yeah.
You know that, like, everyone's claimed
nice.
You. They have.
That's right.
And there was great excitement. We were waiting for you to come in this morning, and everyone's leaning out the window waiting for Dermot.
So weird.
tell me this, and your TV career, I was looking back on it, so I know it well, but there were so many things. I was like, I forgot he did that.
No, I forgot I did half,
like,
of it.
The TV awards, the Brits, everything. Like, you must look back on that and go, you have to be proud of all that.
Oh, so proud. Like, it's so lucky. You know, I don't mean to sound like a beauty queen, but the more I've thought about it, you know, I hit 50 a couple of years ago, so you know, I'm not given to massive moments of introspection or retrospection, but every now and again, and it always hits you. You never go, I'm now going to think about the past, but it always hits you when I'll have to swim, so I'm swimming in the middle of nowhere or something, or out on a walk, or it's just those moments where you have time to think about stuff, I suppose. And the thing it all comes down to is a CV landing on the right place at the right time. It's people taking a chance on you, and you have to work hard and have talent and all those things, sure. But it's I feel very lucky to have done it. And
Fridays are my favorite on this morning. Can I just say that?
Thank you.
Because
we have
she is. You are children.
Everything.
You and Alison. She is everything. The two of you together.
She's the best. And it's so lovely to have found someone to work with, like 20 what years into my career.
That is just perfect.
Right? And we weren't looking for each other. We just got chucked together. But next thing, during COVID, and we were on the couch, couldn't even sit next to each other, couldn't even meet beforehand. Yeah. And when we started, we had a lot of kind of reaction, I think. I thought people don't like change. And so I think it took us a while. And so now it feels really, I think we're really proud of it, really, now.
You should be.
We're sort of really proud that we've kind of been there 5 years and we love each other.
You're
very
my
much.
Day, definitely.
Thank
That's
you.
That's my day, definitely.
I love it. It's a really, like, I love working with her. Team are amazing.
Great.
I love working with her.
Great. Dermot, thank you so much. So Toto, and it's out now. There's audiobooks as well, The Ninja Cat and The Pirate Treasure Hunt.
I haven't even talked about it. So sorry.
That's okay. Tell us quickly about it.
Of course. So my cat is blind. I made her a member of an ancient order of international ninja cats. And this is the sixth book. And she is helping basically her old frenemy, her old kind of arch enemy, who's turned into a bit of a friend, who is been run out of town in a beautiful little town in Kerry. And there's always also some pirate treasure buried somewhere in the Skellig Islands that she has to find.
It is amazing. And can I just say before I let you go, it's hilarious.
Thank you.
It is funny. It's really, really good.
Well, when I started writing, I was like, what did I love reading as a kid? And I always loved reading the stuff that was a bit naughty and a bit cheeky.
Yeah.
And also adults could get. So that's what I tried to do.
I love it. Dermot O'Leary, thank you so much. Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis on Today FM.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.